Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Okay, the previous week we did the definite article, and we explained Alif Lam is attached to an indefinite noun to make it definite, and how it will be pronounced if the Alif Lam is attached to a noun which the first letter is from Huruf al-Shamsiyyah, and how it will be recited if it's attached to a noun which has a first letter from Huruf al-Qamariyyah. So that all has been explained, and we also explained that what other will be classified as definite, like names of people, names of places, and if you know, we had about 7 categories, so refer to that inshallah to recap on that. And then we explained about pronouns, that pronouns are nouns which indicate towards a noun that has been mentioned before. So that's what pronouns are for, is to indicate towards a noun which has been discussed before. And then we did a little recap, especially on the adjectives and nouns, and basically filling in the gaps. And then we talked about the singular pronouns, and we said that the pronouns, the ones that have been mentioned in the book, are personal pronouns, or which are personal pronouns and detached. So these, all the pronouns that have been discussed, ana and anta and anti, these are personal pronouns which are detached. You've got personal pronouns which are attached, which we will do in the following lesson. And I gave the whole list of all the pronouns that can come: the first person, second person, and third person. First person meaning I and we, and second person is meaning you. And then with the second person, you had male and a singular, male dual, and male plural. So male singular is anta, male dual is antuma, and male plural is antum. And then you had a female singular, which is anti, and male female dual is antuma, and female plural is antunna. I wrote it down on the board. Please refer to that. And then we explained that the third person, which is, if it's a male singular, it'd be huwa, and if it's a male if it's a male dual, then it's huma, and if it's a male plural, is hum. If it's a female singular, it is hiya. If it's a female dual, it's huma, and if it's a female plural, it's hunna. And also I mentioned that some of the pronouns are same, meaning they have dual function, where they can represent female dual and male dual. So if it's the second person, antuma will be used for male and female dual. Again, with the third person, the dual has dual functionality. So the third person.
Sorry, when you're saying dual, that's a plural.
Dual means two.
Two.
So the dual in the third person for male and female is the same, which is huma. So if it's the second person, the male and female dual is the same, is antuma. Right? And third person? Huma. Yes? So huma in the third person is both for male and female. The same word that you could use. And if it's the second person, then male and female, you will use antuma. So if you had written that chart that I gave, then it'd be very easy for you to refer to that. And if you haven't written, then there is a photoshop of that on the website, I presume. Okay, then we go on to pronoun that we did a little exercise 14. Now we go on to today's singular attached pronoun. So the one that we discussed, what was it? Detached pronouns. Now we're going to discuss attached. Detached means that those pronouns are independent. They are not attached to any words. That's why it's called detached. Well, the ones that are here, the pronouns that are going to be mentioned today, are attached to another pronoun. Yes? Or to a verb. In this case, it's going to be attached to another noun. So these are singular, they're talking about singular, personal, attached pronouns. And again, they don't mention the whole list, but they've given you a flavor of each one, from first person, second person, and third person. Certain letters can be added to the end of a noun to show to whom the noun belongs. These letters are known as attached pronouns. The singular attached pronouns are shown below. We will look at the other forms, dual and plural, later in the series. So we've actually done some work already by mentioning what we've done, which will come in later, hence it will become easier because we've already discussed about these. So if you want to use the first pronoun, it'll be ye, as you can see, my. And if it's plural for us, then it'll be na. Okay? Na. Noon and alif. Na. Right? If I give you the complete exhaustive list, then you will be able to understand. So I will write it down for you now. So if you want to write it, you can. What have I taken? So I'm going to start with the first person. Then the second person. Sorry. Where's the rubber? So that's the exhaustive list of the attached pronouns. So we start with the first person. If it's my, there's the ya with this kasra at the bottom. If it's us or we, then it'd be na at the end. So if you want to say my book, you say kitabi. If you want to say our book, kitabuna. Right, so the noon will be at the end. You understand? If you want to say singular, this is the second person, and singular male. So you want to say your book, you say kitabuka. And if you want to say, if there's two person you are referring to, then you say kitabukuma. If you want to say your all of your book, kitabukum. If you're referring to a singular female, okay, second person, your book, kitabuki. Obviously, your in English is both. There's nothing for female, is it? And then if you're addressing two women, kitabukuma, your both books. And if it's many, all of your books, kitabukunna. Kitabukunna, the kunna will be attached. If you're referring to a third person and it's a male, his book, kitabuhu. If you're referring to two, both of your books, sorry, they're both of their books, kitabuhuma. And all of their books, kitabuhum. If you're referring to a female third person, her book, kitabuha, and we're saying both of their book, kitabuhuma, and all of their books, kitabuhunna. So these are all pronouns, not detached, but attached. They're attached to what? Either nouns or verbs. In this case, we're discussing about nouns. Okay?
The pronouns come after the noun.
Obviously, if it's attached to that, it's going to be after. Because in Arabic, you write from right to left. So it can't be before. It has to be attached to it, so it'll be at the end. If it was before, that means the noun is attached to them.
If we are saying that kitabuha, can you write it?
How would you write it? This is how you would write it. Kitabuha.
So the bit
he says, and it says in the Quran, "Hada kitabuna yantiqu bil haq." This book of ours is telling the truth. It's in the Quran. So kitabuna, so our book. Ha umuqra'u kitabiya. That's not something else. We're going. Go on, Karen.
So it's always, it's at the end of the word.
Imagine like a train. You attach another train to it. Where's it going to go? The beginning or the front? You're attaching to it.
Yeah. So it's not a separate word. It's not a separate word.
Now, if it's separate,
like
then
English is.
If it's a separate, then it'd be detached. Then the form would be different. Because detached pronouns, if it's first person, it'd be like this. Remember we did it last week?
Yeah. Has
say, Ana.
Yeah.
That's singular. Nahnu. Means we. Nahnu. Yeah? So if you're first person, yeah. So second person, and a singular male, so you say ka, you say anta. So this is what? Detached.
Yeah, anta, yes.
And if it's attached, it'd be instead of anta, you say ka. But obviously it's attached to a noun. So for example, if you're attaching to a noun called kitab, so kitabuka, your book.
Just for clarity, ye means, mine, na means us, ka is for male, your, ki is for female, you, who is for?
Where's who? Again, third person.
Third person, okay. And ha will be we.
Ha is the third person, female. Third party claim, you know? Okay. So they've given two examples. One is kitabun, which book, and kittatun, which means cat. So hadha kitabi, this is my book. And if you use second person, hadha kitabuka, this is your book. And if you're talking to a female, هذا كتابك, this is your book, meaning addressing to a female. And if you say this is his book, هذا كتابه, this is her book, هذا كتابها. So it's all there how to write it as well. Again, give an example of قطة. So they give one of a word which is masculine and one is feminine. So قطتي, قطتون, is that feminine or masculine?
Feminine.
Why is it feminine? Time مربوطة, yes. So هذه قطتي, this is my cat. هذه قطتك, قطتك, this is your cat. هذه قطتك, this is your cat, addressing to a female. هذه قطته, this is his cat. هذه قطتها, this is her cat. Okay, and then you can address it with all these. So if you want to say هذه قطتك, قطتك, this is your cat. هَذِهِ كِتَّتُكِ, this is your cat, female. هَذِهِ كِتَّتُكُمَا, this is both of your cats. You know, هَذِهِ كِتَّتُكُمْ, this is your cats. هَذِهِ كِتَّتُنَا, this is our cat. هَذِهِ كِتَّتِي, He says, my cat, yeah? You can attach any one of them. The family, al-usratu. Now they're talking about the different members of family and what are their names and how, what you say. Usratun means family. Ismun means name. So you say, masmuka, what is your name? And if you want to be a bit more polite, masmuka al-kareem, what is your good name? Okay? Zawjun, husband. Zawjatun, wife. Abun, father. Ummun, mother. Ibnun, son. Ibnatun, daughter. Akhun, brother. Ukhtun, sister. Sadiqun, friend. Sadiqatun, friend, female. So all, most is Zawjun, Zawja, Abun, Ummun, Ibnun, Akhun, Ukhtun, Sadiqun. All these words have come in the Quran. So whenever you come across in the Quran, you should know the meaning. Because these are all, not only maybe Usra might not have come. But even then, I'm not sure if Usrati, no, that's Usra with Ain. Fixture number 15. Make sentences saying, this is my. Using each of the people in the vocabulary box above. Pay attention to the masculine and feminine form of this is. So to give an example, hadha zawji. Okay, so zawj is husband. And obviously that's a masculine. Okay. Well, I'm talking about normally. Okay. And if you were talking, referring to a wife, I'll give you another example. Hadhihi zawjati. Okay? Now, you got 3 minutes when it's done. Very easy.
Don't take me 3 minutes, I think.
That's the best
thing. No, 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 don't talk. Just carry on. We've got to do 6-7 slides today. Come on, get those brains running fast.
So when you say 10, I've got to put these at the top, this square here about the family name.
Yeah, you got 10, you got how many words you got there? You got 12, and they give you 10. So you can, out of the 12, you can use 10. Okay. Shall we start from Zubair? Question number two.
Hadha ibni, this is my son.
So, next one, number three.
Hadha abi.
Hadha abi, yep. Number three, number four.
Hadha akhi.
Hadha akhi, very good. That's a very famous word. Oh, number five, everyone says akhi, akhi, akhi. If you haven't heard of it, then don't know what's happened. Five. Wait, that's not five. It's six, is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, five.
Hadhihi zawjati.
Subhanallah. Good. Good taluk. Always remember your wife. Very good. Number six. Next one. I think I should tell your wife then. He's always remembering you, even in class.
She saw you
did she? Next one.
Hadhi
usrati. Very good. Number seven.
Hadhi
ummi. MashaAllah.
Hadha sadiqana. This is our friend.
Huh? Say again.
Hadha
sadiqana. Hadha sadiquna. Hadha sadiquna. Yes, next one.
Hadhihi ukhti.
Hadhihi ukhti, very good. Next one.
Hadhihi ummam umma.
Ummi.
Ummi.
This is my mom. This is my mother.
This is our mother.
Ummuna.
Ummuna.
Ummuna. Hadhihi ummuna. And we'll learn that. Why is it ummuna? Why is it not ummana? Again, that's another grammar that we will learn. So you learn that, inshallah. One behind you, brother. What's your name? Habib. Habib. Ya Habibi. Takallam.
Hadhihi ibnati.
Hadhihi ibnati. Very good. Next one.
Hadhihi ukhti.
Hadhihi ukhti. Very good. We leave the best for the last. هذه أمها. Yes, you're referring to somebody else's mother. Very good. Okay, Alwan. Alwan means colors. It's come in the Quran. Alwanuha wa gharabib sud in chapter 18. That word has come, and it means colors. As with other adjectives, colors in Arabic have masculine and feminine forms. When a noun is masculine, the color describing it will also be masculine. Likewise, when a noun is feminine, the color describing it will also be feminine. So you've got two blocks here. Colors in feminine form. So if it's feminine and you want to say blue, you say zarqa. You want to say black, sawda. Say red, hamra. Yellow, safra. White, bayda. Bayda'u lil-nadhirin, this is in the Quran. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salam used to put his hand underneath, when he's take out, bayda'u lil-nadhirin, his hand used to be shining white. And lil-nadhirin, for those who are watching. So this is one of his signs that he was given to Musa alayhi salam. Again, that word has come in the Quran. Qadra means greens. And you see qadrawat, it means eat your greens. You know the greens? The vegetables. No, I'm just saying plural. I'm referring to something else. If you want to say in masculine form, azraqu, blue, aswadu, black, ahmaru, red, asfaru, yellow, abyadu, white, akhdaru, green. If they're giving some examples, هذه السلحفات خضراء, this tortoise is green. هذه الفراشة زرقاء, this butterfly is blue. هذه السمكة صفراء, this fish is yellow. هذه النملة حمراء, this ant is red. هذه الحمامة بيضاء, this dove is white. هذه القطة سوداء, this cat is black. هذا التمساح أخضر, this crocodile is green. هذا الببغاء أزرق, this parrot is blue. هذا الجمل أصفر, this camel is yellow. Yeah. هذا الثعبان أحمر, and this serpent is red. هذا الأرنب أبيض, and this rabbit is white. And هذا الغراب أسود, and this crow. Yeah, this غراب again is come in the Quran and referring to one of the brothers of the two brothers who were the sons of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and one brother killed the other brother, and when the brother who killed the other brother, he didn't know how to bury his brother, and Allah sent a crow which buried another crow and showed him, this is how you bury a person. So this is in chapter 6, so this word has come. So again, you'll be learning this. Mawzatun is all names. Mawzatun, banana, batikh, watermelon, ananas, pineapple, ijasatun, pear, inab, again inab, mouz is all come in the Quran, tufaha has come in the hadith, burtukal, durraq, laymoon, lemon, farawila, jazarun, basal is come in the Quran in the first chapter, referring to the Yahoods, that they didn't like the food of the Jannah, so they wanted these onions and etc. Khassun, lettuce, khiyar, cucumber, dhuratun, sweet corn, futrun, mushroom, badinjan, aubergine, tamatim, tomato, batata, potato, zaytuna, a zaytun is coming to Quran, watini was zaytun, okay, batata, I'm sure you won't forget that one.
You call it batata.
Eh? You call it what?
Gujarati.
Well, there you are. Gujaratis, everybody's. Batata chips. Some other colors.
You just said watini was it? What does watini mean
then? Tin means fig.
Fig.
Yeah. Some other colors. Some masculine Arabic colors end in ya. These are treated like ordinary adjectives, like regular adjectives. They take a ta'i marbuta, ending in the feminine form. So colors in the feminine form, bunniyatun. And if it's masculine, bunniyun, orange, burtuqaliyatun, and masculine, burtuqaliyun. And if it's violet, banafsajiyatun, and if it's masculine, banafsajiyun. If it's feminine, ramadiyatun, masculine, ramadiyun. And if it's pink, قُرُن فُلِيَّةٌ. And if it's masculine, قُرُن فُلِيٌ. أُرْجُوَانِيَّة, purple, masculine, أُرْجُوَانِي. Okay? So I give an example. هَذِهِ مِسْتَرَةٌ بُنِّيَّةٌ. This is, what does بُنِّيَّة mean? Brown. This is a brown ruler. هَذَا بَاذِنْجَانٌ أُرْجُوَانِيٌ. What does أُرْجُوَانِ mean? Purple. This is a purple. What is it? It's come before. Aubergine. مواصلات. مواصلات means transport. Here's some form of transport. طائرة, سيارة, حافلة, دراجة, شاحنة, سفينة, صاروخ, قطار. Go next page. Now,
sorry. Why the first colors in the feminine form do not end in tun, and the second set of color they all end in tun in their feminine form?
In feminine form, they have tai marbuta.
Yeah, but why not the first
ones? The other ones we don't.
Oh no, because these ones are. It's another grammar thing. This is a called sifat mushabbaha in Arabic and in grammar, and they come on a different scale. And these ones don't come on that scale. That's why.
Scale.
We have certain scales in Arabic, so some words come in different scales. Again, you will learn that when you come into book number 3 and book number 4, all about these different scales in Arabic. So you have Fa'ala. Fa'ala is one scale. Yaf'alu is another scale. Af'alu is another scale. And then you have Fa'ilun, Maf'ulun, Mafa'ilu, Mif'alun. These are all different scales.
Many.
Huh?
Many scales.
So these 6 colors here, we don't put Tu'ayma.
No, because the feminine one comes like Zarqa. And that's why, I don't know if you can remember, one of the signs of feminine is Alif Mamduda. Can you remember we said that?
No. We did that with names.
Huh?
We did that with the names.
Names or anything. The signs of? Oh, is it the signs of Ism, I think? The signs of Ism. Was it in the first book we did? Signs of Ism.
It was in this one, I think.
Was it? Yeah, the signs of Ism. Alif Maqsura, Alif Mamduda, Ta'i Ta'niz.
I was not here.
He wasn't here. So these are signs of ism. So this is again. And signs of Ta'niz. Okay, let's go. Now, in this one, you got the rainbows. Okay. Qawsun, Qawsu Quzah means. Qaws means bow. Okay. So Qawsu Quzah means rainbow. So they're giving an example. So in the masculine form, it's Ahmar. Feminine form? حمراء. So again, you do the masculine and feminine for both. Quick, you got 3 minutes. MashaAllah, is this a tajweed lesson now?
So the stone in Kaaba, the Hazrat Aswad, last word of Aswad comes from, right, I suppose?
Huh?
Aswad.
Where?
The stone, right?
Yeah, Hajar Aswad. Hajar means stone. Is it feminine or masculine?
Masculine.
So that's why instead of being Sauda, it reads Aswad. SubhanAllah, there you go, first example. Well advanced. What was that?
Allahu Akbar.
Okay. Shall we start with you? Let's do number two.
Liyun. Liyun.
And if it's feminine?
And feminine is Bur Taka Liyatun.
Burtuqaliyatun.
Burtuqaliyatun.
Okay, next one. With Hamza.
Yellow.
Yep, yellow.
Asfarun.
Asfaru. And? Feminine?
No, it's different. Okay.
Safra'u. Safra'u, yes. Next.
Akhtaru. Khadra'u.
Right. Next.
Azraq.
Yep. Next.
Zarqa.
No, purple.
I'm not done that yet.
Well, it's, if you look at numbers, extra number 17 is given there. What there is. This is a purple car. هذه سيارة أرجوانية. أرجوانية.
أرجوانية.
And this feminine. أرجوانية. Okay, next one.
بنفسجية.
Okay, next.
We'll go back to number two.
Yep.
The male one is Burtuqaliyun. And the female is Burtuqaliyatun.
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 Okay, next.
Masculine is Asfar and feminine is Safra.
Next.
Masculine is Akhru and feminine is Bakra'u.
Next. Number five. And then feminine?
Zarqa'u.
Zarqa'u. Number six.
Urjuwaniyun.
And?
Urjuwaniyatun.
Next, very good.
Banafsajiyun. And Banafsajiyatun.
Very good. Okay. Exercise number 17. Translate the following sentence into Arabic on the lines provided. The first two have been done for you. Now, this is slightly tricky. You look at the wording in the English. You got the. It's given an example. This is a purple car. Purple car is an adjective with a noun. So, a purple car. And one other one is, this car is purple. So, it's two different things. Yeah? So one, you got a sifat and mawsuf, an adjective with the noun, which becomes one, and this is will become one by itself, and then you got this car. You got ism ishara musharun ilay, meaning the demonstrative pronoun and the noun attached together, and the purple is separate. So in the first one, this is a purple car. هذه سيارة أرجوانية. سيارة أرجوانية is one word. It's counted as one. So you got the noun and the adjective together. So together that becomes purple car. And this, هذه means this is. So this is a purple car. And then this car is هذه السيارة, meaning this car is purple. Urjuwaniyatun. So become separate. Yeah? So based on that, do the rest. And well, and plus they're slightly different as well. So you gotta use your brains. So that banana. That. Yes. And banana? You got it. Mawzatun. So would you use dalika or tilka? Tilka. Okay. So tilkal mawzatu. So that banana is long. Tawilatun. Tilkal mawzatu tawilatun. And green. What's the word for green? Khadra'u. So, wa khadra'u. And what's meaning for and in Arabic? Wa khadra'u. So I've given you that one. Now do the rest. So that banana, that. So use the Zalika and Tilka. So because Mawzatu is feminine, use Tilka. Tilka al Mawzatu is long. We did long, innit? Tawilun Tawilatu.
You've got Alif Lam at the beginning. That.
Tilka al Mawzatu.
So you're joining it, Tilka. So not Tilka Mawzatu.
If you say Tilka Mawzatu, then that is a banana.
Then that is a
banana. But that's what he's saying. He says that banana. If you say Tilka Mawzatun, that means that is a banana. That's a complete sentence. But here he's saying that banana.
Tilka.
So you join it.
So if you say Tilka, then it's that banana. That is a banana.
If you say Mawzatun, Tilka Mawzatun,
that is a banana.
And if you say Tilka al Mawzatu, that banana. Understand?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, we did it.
In the Quran, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. That book has no doubt in it. When the Quran, in Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ, which means, that book, لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, has no doubt. So that banana. And then you got this banana. What would you use for this? Very good. So this banana would be? هَذِهِ الْمَوْزَةُ. It's small. So you should know what small is for. And yellow. The yellow, just done it now. Ship. We just did it just now. Here. Page 23. So you should know which one to use. Should you use Hadha or Hadhihi? Red, we did red just now. And small, we did small before.
So Mawzatu, when you put Tilkal Mawzatu, how would you write the Mawzatu? Would it be
with Alif Lam attached.
Lam attached, right?
Yeah. Don't get mixed up with small and short. I'll give you another thingy. Short is one word, small is another word. Don't get mixed up.
Always then the noun comes first, isn't it?
What's this?
Yeah. Always yeah. The noun comes first.
Short is qasir, isn't it?
Short is qasir. And what is small?
Small is Sari.
Sari and not Sari. Yeah. So, don't get mixed up. This is your GCC Arabic here. I'll have to mark it, see what other grades you've got. By the time you do book 3 and book 4, end of book 4, that's GCC.
Isn't it? You saw what I said there?
By end of book 4, you would have done GCC level. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What is this then? Kindergarten?
No, this is gearing up to book.
Preschool.
And by the end of book 7, pretty much A-levels. So inshallah, you can do well.
Huh?
No, inshallah, you can have the, you know, himma. End of the day, the whole X point is this, you understand the Quran properly and the Hadith, so which is good. So the more you understand, the easier and more concentration in your Salah.
So this will be half the hill again, right?
I think you do join it, don't you?
You do.
Is it Tilkal?
Tilkal, sorry, yes. Is it Tilk or is it how? How do you?
Of the ship.
This
ship.
Or you're doing the first one or the second one?
Second bit.
So it's the first one. So the first one's Hazir, right?
Yeah, so the first one's Hazir.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Do you add Alif and Lam for that as well?
Huh?
Do you add Alif and Lam for that as well?
That small ship.
Alif and Lam comes on a noun, not a pronoun.
Okay.
Yeah, that and this is all pronouns. Okay? Detach or and they never come on the only known nouns.
Hamra.
Yep.
So you know the Hamza, right? The end of the.
What is and?
Yep. So I mean,
and then and.
Because it feels at the end of the sentence.
It feels at
the second. I'm not cutting you.
If
you're
at the end of the sentence,
yep.
If
it's
silent,
what
would be silent? Well, because if you
say,
or something like, I don't know,
like,
if you said, I don't know, like, a red car or something,
yeah,
you'd have Hamra'u.
Hamra'u.
But if it was the end of the sentence,
yeah, Hamra'u. Hamra'u.
Yeah, but wouldn't that come out at the end?
Yeah, if you stop, it'd be Hamra. But for grammatical purpose, you need to put Dhamma there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's correct. Yeah. Right, so you actually have to put it in.
You still have to put it in, of course.
This car. So you have to do this.
Let's come to this one.
Yeah. So this is a grey car. And that is worth.
Brothers, we're going to have to finish page 25 as well.
What?
So don't think we're going to stop. 10 o'clock. That's the good thing. Those who really have to go, they'll be excused, but otherwise...
No, we don't have to go, but...
Okay. 1 minute left, brothers.
This is a grey car, so it's feminine, and that is a grey rocket. Rockets. How do you do with us?
Yeah, let's go. Start with Zubair. Number 3.
Number 3. Tilkal mawzatu tawilatun.
Tawi?
Yeah, sorry. Tilkal mawzatun tawilatun.
Tilkal mawzatun or mawzatu?
Mawzatu.
Tawilatun.
Wa.
You haven't written down yet?
Sorry?
Have you not written down yet?
I have, but I didn't put the haircut on.
But if you ran down the rainbows, you would have done it. Qadra. Oh, looks like people are not doing it. Right, number four. Yep.
هذه موزة صغيرة صغيرة صفراء
صفراء. Very good. Number five.
هذه سفينة
هذه السفينة تل. What's a big ship?
تل.
سفي هذه السفينة تل كبيرة. This big ship. هذه السفينة تل كبيرة is red.
Why do you say تل?
تل.
No, no, because you're joining on. When you join it with هذه, okay. As-safina. When you put alif lam, remember we did alif lam? When you put alif lam to a noun, what will happen?
Yeah, it was before.
Eh?
It was before, no?
Safinatun, when you add alif lam to it, you know we did al, didn't we? Can you remember?
Your
al is before what?
The al is at the beginning of.
Alif lam is beginning of as-safina. هذه السفي. The alif lam, if it's beginning of a word which the first letter is, if it's from huruf al-shamsiyya, then you do not pronounce the lam, yeah. Right? So that's why you're saying هذه. And the second thing ruling of that also is that if it has a tanween, meaning any two fatha, two kasra, two dhamma will become one. So from safinatun, it'll become as-safinatu. So هذه السفينة. But because you got red attached to it, so هذه السفينة الكبيرة. So not red, big.
I don't understand what you say. Two. Like, where is the lam coming from?
الكبيرة.
What is
الكبيرة? You know, so كبيرة. You say الكبيرة. Remember, sifat, adjective, and the noun. They have to be. In 10 things have to be same, isn't it? So if it's as-safina tu, if as-safina has alif lam, as-safina tu, then the sifat, the adjective, which is kabiratun, will also have alif lam. Be al-kabiratu. You understand?
Yeah, but I don't know.
We did this adjectives. We said 10 things have to be together, isn't it? Can you remember that?
So ten how things? Kabiratu be written?
Huh?
How would that be written?
With alif lam?
Al kabiratu.
Yo. It's like everyone's getting.
Hadhihi safinatul.
Not long enough. Sorry, I'm gonna have to remember. See if you take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Oh well. You guys are not up to the ball.
Yeah.
Well, people, students are getting stuck, so I have to do this. هذه السفينة الكبيرة. Right? This red ship. So not red, big ship.
Because it has the alif lam at the beginning of.
So you got alif lam there. So the adjective will also have alif lam. Remember we did that, didn't we? 10 things. If this is masculine, feminine, the adjective will be feminine.
But in the
so if this has a dhamma, this will also have a dhamma. If this is singular, this will also be singular.
We didn't practice that.
Huh?
We didn't practice.
But we did it.
Did we?
Yeah, we did it.
No, but you know in the example, right, where it says this car is purple,
Yeah.
It says,
Hadhihi sayyaratu.
Yeah, hadhihi sayyaratu.
Yeah.
So why so, did it?
So
this is one of this is.
Huh?
This is big ship.
Okay.
That's just the car. This is big ship. So it's two words here.
Yeah. Big ship is. Yes. Okay. I'm doing it. Yeah.
Okay. Who's doing it? Are we just doing it? Oh. Hey, you're doing it, aren't you? Yeah, go on. I just told you how to do it. Go on.
No.
This big ship is red. How do you say red?
Jamra.
Hamra'u.
No. Hamra'u. Wa tilka.
Wa tilkas.
Wa tilkas. Tilka safin.
Safinatul. Safinatus. صغيرة وتلك السفينة الصغيرة No, we're finished. Blue? It's blue.
It's blue.
It's there. You got all the colors in front of you. If you had written it, it'd be there in front of you.
زرقاء.
Have you not written this rainbow? Have you not done it in your book? You haven't.
I'm writing it very bad, so I prefer to read
But you need to write it. If you write it, it'll help you.
I'm writing right.
So it looks like not everyone's doing it. Everyone's playing the...
Rewriting it.
If you write it in there, then it's straight away you can refer to it. And also by writing it, your Arabic will get better in writing as well. The more you write, the better it will become. Okay, next one. this is a grey car, and that is a grey rocket.
Correct. هذه سيارة رمادية
رمادية
وَذَلِكَ صَرُوخٌ مَادِيٌّ
Very good. 100. 100 في المئة. 100 out of 100. Next one.
You bring the pizza next week.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I got the easier one. I'm glad I didn't get his one.
Number 7. This bus is orange. Say again. Hafilatun. When you add alif lam to a noun, then the tanween, the two fathas or two dammas, whatever it is, will become one. And in this case, hafilatun, which is two dammas, will become one damma. So hadhil hafilatu, yeah, hadhil hafilatu is orange.
Hafilatu.
Yes, yeah, very good. Very good. Mi'a fil mi'a. Next one. Number 8.
Hadihi zaytunatun. So, sawda.
Very good. And?
Wadhalika durakun. Kurun fulliyun.
Have another go.
Wadhalika.
Turakun, huh? Kurun, kurun, fuliyatun. Say kurun fuliyun. Because this is a. Next one.
Hada basalun baniyun. Wazalika patata baniyun.
Very good. Next one.
Hadihi shahinatun.
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 No, no, violet, violet. No, no, violet. You're saying purple. Yes. Have you ever seen a pink plane? Where's that going from? Easy shit. Okay. Prepositions. Prepositions, or preposition, whatever you want to say. What are they? They're basically a group of words which come before a noun or a pronoun to relate it to some other constitution of the sentence. So that's what it is. Prepositions. So like, basically, you attach it to a noun, and then it will be attached to any other word before that, either a verb or a noun. Understand? So, for example, here, fawqa means top. So you want to attach the word after that, in this sentence example, jisri, which means bridge. So you want to attach that to the word before that. So as-sayyaratu fawqa al-jisri, that this car is on the bridge, which means that this word jisri is attached with fawq, with the word before that. So this is what we mean by prepositions. So these are some of the basic prepositions. And like in English, you have by, with, from. So if you want to just say, this book is from London. So London, you want to attach from London with the book. So that's what they call prepositions. في تحت فوق بين أمام خلف. So you want to say في, you want to say in or something, you use في. You want to say below, تحت, فوق, above, بين, between, أمام, front. That's where Imam comes from there, which means he's the leader, he's in front of everybody. خلف means behind. Okay. جسر means bridge. سنجاب squirrel. السيارة فوق الجسر, the car is on the bridge. والأسد والسنجاب في السيارة, the lion and the squirrel are in the car. Okay? So now you go exercise number 18. Study the picture above carefully, then write sentences below in Arabic on the lines provided to describe the positions and color of each ball. So to give an example, you got the brown ball. The brown ball is on top of the chair. So al quratul bunniyatu fawqal kursiyil bunniyi, which means the brown ball is on the brown chair, or on top, above the brown chair, whichever you want to say. Now, then you talk about the white ball. Where is the white ball? White ball is under the brown chair. Okay, where is the black ball? You say, it's in front. Where is the grey ball? In front of the box. Where is the yellow ball? On top of the box. Where is the orange ball? Behind the box. Or brown box. So there is it. Now, write that in Arabic.
What is Allah? Allah is on
that. Allah can also be on. Yeah, on top. MashaAllah, looks like you know his advance. Okay, quick, brothers. You got 6 minutes. Bunniyatu. It's brown, isn't it? Okay, inshallah. We can do this, inshallah. Tactfully done.
What excuse do you have
for the exercise? What's the
excuse?
he's got to go work now.
Oh,
might do.
So why? I get up at 5 in the morning.
Huh?
I get up at 5 in the morning.
No, he's going to work now.
Oh, is he? Okay.
So. He's got night shift. He told me beforehand. He's supposed to leave 9:30, but he stayed for much another 20 minutes. Next week we're going to do up to end of page 33.
Wow.
So do look forward. Exercise 20 is something that you really need to look into.
There's a lot to do.
So like you got the ostrich, find out what meaning ostrich. Have it tried right in front of you, so you don't have to keep looking. Monkey, you got bus. We've done all that already. It's all there. Then you can see a dog, you can see a serpent, you can see a crocodile, you can see a bear. You know? So look for those words and bring it in front of you. At least do that. Then you can work it out in the actual sand. So all the things that you got, a box, you got a pen, you got a ruler, table, chair, you got probably a mirror there, and then you got all these fruits and vegetables. So work out all these and just have it in front of you so that when we come to do it, then you can do it. Because that will save you a lot of time if you've got the words in front of you. Because sometimes you just keep looking back, trying to find the words, and then you've wasted a lot more time. Again?
You don't really think, oh no, in the Mars time, we're all eager for the Mars.
Do you need to have a prayer of Sunnah first?
If I have to delay the Salah, are you going to do this page?
What needs to do wazoo? You
better go now,
man. Just crank the alarm to be made. Saved by the bell.
Who would have finished getting detention? After Salah, sit down again. Yes.
Yeah, in the example, it's Faukal Usihi. So is it like, well, once you have a proposition, the last word becomes
weak? It will have a kasra.
Kasra, is it?
Yeah. That's another thing. Any words that come after proposition will have the noun that will have a kasra. If that noun has alif lam. Means sanduq, yes? So I tell you that was all. Box and sanduq.
So you know the third one, right? If it's the black ball, so it would be al kuratus.
Yeah, al kuratus sawda'u.
Sawda'u.
Hmm.
We don't need to join. Okay.
Yeah. Black ball.
Yeah.
It'll
yeah.
be together, isn't it? Adjective.
Because then in front is a separate word, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Shall we start now? Zubair? Number two. Say about the white ball.
Yeah, al kuratul baydau taht al kursiyil buniyi.
Very good. Number three, if you can do the brown ball.
That's the first one, isn't it?
Oh, we've done the first one. Do the black ball.
Al kuratu sauda u khalf al kursi was sunduku.
You know what khalf means?
That's behind, I mean between,
Baina. Baina, yeah. Baina al-kursi al-buniyi wa sunduq al-buniyi. Okay?
Yeah.
The yellow ball. You have done it?
No.
You've done the yellow ball?
I went down to three.
Yellow ball? Yellow ball?
Al-Kuratus
Rama Safra'u
Safra'u
Fawqal
Fawqal
Sunduqil Buniyi. Okay. Okay, last one. The brown ball.
Why do you say Al-Sunduqil Buniyi?
It's a brown box, isn't it?
Yes.
The brown ball. Brown ball.
Al-Quratul.
Al-Quratul.
Bainatun.
No. Brown. Sorry, not brown. Grey.
Oh, the grey one. I haven't done that one.
Okay. Who's done the grey one? What's this? Sorry, brother. Of the Jabbar, brown one, sorry, a grey one. No.
Al Quratu Ramadiyatu Amama.
Sunduqil. Amama Sunduqil Buniyi. Very good. Okay, last one before we go downstairs. Orange ball. Has anybody done orange ball? Brother at the back there, Brother Habib. Ya Habibi.
Al-Quratul Burtuqaliyatu Khalfa
Sunduq Al-Buniyi. MashaAllah, very good, very good. Okay, so you got up to page 32 to do next week. So brothers, please do a little bit of practice. The best thing you could, the at least minimum, is find out the words that keep in front of you. So when you come to do it, it'll be easier for you.